Cardinal Sean Baptist Brady led a delegation of bishops from North America and Europe to meet with Vatican Secretary of State Cardinal Tarcisio Bertone. The group had just returned from the Holy Land, where they traveled on a pilgrimage of solidarity to the Christian communities. In a press conference, the bishops spoke about ongoing negotiations between the government of Israel and the Holy See and the issues of visas for religious and practical steps to foster dialogue between the divided communities that live on both sides of the security barrier. Charles Collins reports.
The mood among the bishops was one of men who knew that a breakthrough in the peace process is still a distant goal, because they have seen firsthand the reality of life in Jerusalem, Bethlehem, and the West Bank. Despite the pessimism among many of the people living in these territories, or perhaps because of it, Cardinal Sean Brady repeatedly emphasized the need to cling on to any glimmer of hope offered even by the smallest signs of cross-community collaboration.
One practical measure that was proposed was exchange programs for mixed groups to the outer world. It has worked in other places.
For the religious who have waited months and in some cases years to secure travel visas to and from Israel, Bishop William Kinney had some good news, even though he underlined that more still needs to be done.
The situation, as far as we can gather, is that entry visas are being granted on a one basis, although some people have waited an enormous amount of time.
Archbishop James Weisenberger of Winnipeg, Canada, gave an example of how this visa situation affects the life of Christian religious in the Holy Land.
The seminarians for the Patriarchate, many of them come from Jordan, and this year at Christmas they couldn't go home because there was absolutely no guarantee that they could get back in.
Patriarch Mikhail Sabah has frequently said many Christians see it as their vocation to stay the course in the Holy Land, despite the lack of work, insecurity, and at times persecution. They are the minority of the minority, as one bishop put it Wednesday morning, particularly in Gaza, where Bishop Kinney underlined that a humanitarian disaster is unfolding.
These situations are not black and white. There are security concerns of Israel. We've all watched the rocket attacks, and they are becoming more sophisticated. So there is obviously a smuggling of weapons into Gaza in some way. That is obvious to any observer. Another problem I came across this time is now there is a problem about getting batteries in for children's hearing aids. Now then, for a child, it's not being able to hear, as perhaps some of us already know, is not a very pleasant situation. But for a child, it is disastrous.
Despite these problems, Cardinal Brady says a future of peace is still possible.
Underlying everything, there must be a basic respect for human dignity on all sides. That is the sine qua non, I think, of meaningful dialogue.
Coming from a man who witnessed his own community tear itself apart along sectarian lines in the not-so-distant past, his point was simple. But unfortunately, it remains an elusive reality in the Holy Land. I'm Charles Collins.